Welcome to the Currency.News Talent Matters podcast, powered by Employee Financial Wellness.
Hello, I'm Rosanna Cooney, and you are listening to Talent Matters, a new podcast series in association with Talent Summit and sponsored by Employee Financial Wellness. In this series, we are talking to leaders in the world of work, HR, and talent, discussing issues, trends, and real-life experiences. The interview you are about to hear is with AJ Thomas, Chief Chaos Officer at X Moonshot Factory, Google's top secret innovation lab, which is based in Mountain View, California. Our conversation was recorded live at the Talent Summit, and it was an amazing chance to pick AJ's brain on using the Moonshot formula to set ambitious personal goals and how going back to simple solutions is often the most effective way of managing a bunch of radical techie iconoclasts. So AJ, for anyone that doesn't know you, can you give us a bit of background of you and what X Moonshot is?
Sure. So AJ Thomas, I would say I am not typically your kind of linear career person, nor am I a T-shaped talent. I'm a little bit more of a zigzag shaped. And if you kind of stretch that zigzag like an accordion, the through line really is people and culture. But I have kind of this calling around being able to work on the future means that you want to work with that future and that you have almost that responsibility. So I'm currently the resident chaos pilot at X.
You're going to have to explain what that actually means.
I'll explain what that means. So working from an innovation perspective, there's really a lot of chaos. And being able to kind of make sense of that chaos and pilot and whatever the altitude is that you're flying at is actually a really important piece of the work. I accelerate our moonshots through working across our entire talent portfolio of projects at the factory. And when I say the factory, I'm talking about the Moonshot Factory, which is awesome because it really is a place where ideas are born, they're made, they're invested in, experimented on, and eventually become alphabet companies or companies that are creating moonshots around the world that affect billions of people.
So just to make sure we're all on the same page, when you're talking about the moonshots, can you give us some examples of things that you've worked on and that have been worked on with the factory?
Yeah, absolutely. So how many of you have ever heard of self-driving cars? So Waymo was actually born out of the Moonshot Factory as well. How many of you own Android phones? Some of the technology that powers that with Google Brain and Maps, et cetera, have come from the Moonshot Factory. We recently actually graduated one of our alphabet companies that came from the factory called Mineral. And essentially the question that we asked there was, what if you could read a plant like a book? So literally working on world hunger.
And world peace.
Yeah. So really, I think the crux of it, though, is that these ideas and organizations we form are really at the service of solving large impact across the world from a moonshot perspective that intersect at this area of a huge problem with some sort of radical innovation coupled with breakthrough technology. So that's really how we define a moonshot.
Okay, I'm going to come to asking you about how we can kind of use that criteria to think about, I suppose, personal moonshots.
Yeah.
And we're going to come to that. But I want to ask you first, so listen to you talk and the ideas that people are working on. You're working with this incredibly diverse range of kind of iconoclasts who are thinking, pushing boundaries. What can I do next? What can I attack? What can I criticize? What can I break down? How do you begin to even think about managing a group like that, keeping them motivated and engaged?
Yeah, that's a really great question. And so one of the things that set us apart, I think, a little bit differently at the Moonshot Factory is, you know, there's a lot in our industry around learning and development and skills training and all of these things, which are really, really important. What we've decided to double down on actually is transformation. Working in a space where you are working on the future, where it is very unknown, what you want to be able to really have is the breakthrough from a personal perspective. So we believe in the Moonshot Factory that innovation actually is coming from you being able to have personal breakthrough to have the technological breakthrough. And so a lot of what we focus on is really having people come out of the norms of what they know before they come into the factory, for example, and be able to just be curious about asking the next best question. So a lot of what the mindsets are, for example, is the ability to shift perspective. So we double down on that from a personal transformation perspective. Dispassionately assessing things. So what that means for us is you may be so married to a solution, but are you able to actually argue the other side of that solution as well? And how do you do that for yourself personally? Are you able to be open to outcome, but not attached to it? And are you able to tell yourself, your initiative, your idea, your own personal trajectory from a career perspective, are you able to tell yourself the truth without blame or judgment so you can get to whatever that next stage is? So applying a lot of those mindsets from a personal perspective, I think helps us build towards what kind of technological breakthroughs. Because if we're able to take that risk with ourselves, we're able to really say thoughtfully, okay, how do we build those kinds of principles in the technologies that we build? So it's not easy though. That's why we call it transformation.
And one of the things, you know, you're called the Chief Chaos Pilot. Amazing name. And I suppose sounds so appropriate because you are, and I know you use the term surfing the chaos. You're doing that constantly. Right. I wonder if you could talk us through, I mean, you've talked about that innovative mindset and how you're helping others through these personal transformations. But how have you approached it yourself? I imagine every day is just so diversely different.
It is. And actually, My grandfather was actually a pilot. My late grandfather actually was a pilot.
And you are too, aren't you?
Yes. So he actually inspired me to get my pilot certification back in 2018. And there's a lot of parallels to being a pilot and leadership. So I don't know if most folks can kind of get with that. But when you're in that cockpit and you're trying to really listen to air traffic control, your operations team, your analytics team, your insights team. Look at all of your gauge clusters, right, to see how high up do you need to go in order to meet the destination. The well-being of your cabin and your crew. The responsibility that you have as a pilot to charter people to the next destination of where they need to go. Think about the parallel of that and you managing your person. Right? And helping lead them to whatever their breakthroughs are. And so there's a lot of chaos that could ensue. The thing that really stood to me, two points in my pilot training were, number one, a plane is only on course 2% of the time. Can you guys guess when? Takeoff and landing, absolutely. The other 98% is really you being able to say, okay, how do I respond to this specific situation? How do I shift my perspective to say, I knew I was gonna land in Dublin, but maybe I need to go shift because the weather's not too good here because there's a blizzard apparently happening. and go to another destination that's safer, that's better for the folks in, you know, my crew and taking care of that. So there's a lot of leadership principles in it, and it actually helps you hone in and focus to say, how do I make that decision in that time frame that I need to? Very much a parallel at the factory as well, because in the factory, a ton of things change all the time in areas you're working in where it's unknown. And I'll talk a bit about this in our talk later, but the best thing we can provide in an uncertain environment is simple certainties. And so having these things and thinking about them as a chaos pilot, right? It really is about how do you lead through that chaos? How do you surf it in a way that you're able to be present and conscious in the decisions that you're making? And again, this is why we anchor on personal transformation, because if you're just anchoring on all of the tools, by the way, everybody has those tools, right? But then how are you actually able to apply that in your own decision-making, you know, frameworks and your own mindsets to take it to where it needs to go? Because it might not be where you originally were destined to go.
And just to pick on that on simple certainties, can you explain what you mean by that?
Yeah, for example, I mean, in the factory, when we onboard folks, it is very chaotic because you are viewing the entire portfolio of ideas that are happening across landscapes of agriculture, biology, deep technology, artificial intelligence and machine learning, robotics, manufacturing, food systems, even for example, right? And so somebody going in, you know, being able to provide them with a simple certainty that here are the things that you'll want to look at in your first 90 days, for example, things you need to do, things you'll want to learn, and things you're going to want to explore. And so being able to break down the certainty of their journey is really important, right? Because it's part of that onboarding. I think most of you have onboarding programs, orientation programs, et cetera. But I think for us, being able to give folks that visceral feel. So one of the things we actually had been experimenting with and redesigned was a way in which we were bringing folks onto our mindsets and values. We partnered with a local escape room in Mountain View, talked with one of our game designers, and we built all of the things that we had in our 150-page onboarding deck that we'd have people sit down for 3.5 hours, and we had them go through this experience to come together and, you know, find the clues on how to escape that room. And then the circle up time was really transformational because it had a lot of parallels and insights that they were able to gain for themselves. So for example, like I said, those simple certainties can also be reimagined. But they have to really be in tune to kind of what the culture of your organization is. And for us, it's because pushing innovation, you're going to think about very different ways to land that, right?
I heard when you said there, you know, AI has been such a huge part of what you're doing at Moonshot Factory. And also, I think it's become so globally the top of everyone's tongues at the moment with ChatGPT. And, you know, I think some people are seeing this as kind of an eventual rival to Google's search engine. I wonder what are you seeing on the ground in Mountain View?
Yeah, so I think what I'm seeing on the ground, so I can speak specifically on the people and technology side, right? Because there's so many things that's happening in this space. But what I can say is there's a factor of being able to input into these large language models. And I think from a people and talent perspective, it really is being able to almost wear a very, you know, a coach hat. Because how you ask the question is going to determine what kind of answer you get, right? And so I think being able to have the responsibility and integrity to know that and not just take the things at face value is going to be huge. I mean, we're seeing this in sourcing platforms right now. We're seeing this in the recruitment space. It's going to be very disruptive for talent professionals and sourcing in particular, because there's a lot of data that's already generally available. There's data lake houses and large language models available there. Put in that consumer grade generative AI to say, I'm looking for a optomechanical engineer that has seen a 0-to-1 company journey, that has gone through an IPO, that has gone through this school. You can get that specific in your searches. And from an AI perspective, that generative access requires that we have the responsibility to know the questions that we're going to ask in that space. And so we're seeing a lot of different ways in which people are thinking about their prompts. Right? So we've heard about bias in the hiring and the promotion and all of that stuff in the in employee life cycle. I think one thing that I'm seeing as emerging is prompt bias, right? Because you're going to go in and ask a question in the tool, but that data over the next 10 years will be really interesting, because the data we'll then be reviewing is, how did people ask these questions? What were the themes of what they were getting at? We can really start to measure intent to impact. So it's very interesting. I think it will be transformational if we use it well and responsibly.
It's probably a topic we could have based this whole conference around at the moment, yeah. And the last thing I want to touch on is, you know, you've got this incredible insight from companies using the Moonshot idea and using criteria to decide what you're going to focus on. How can, you know, we personally take inspiration from that in setting our own goals in our careers, in our lives?
Yeah, I mean, so I'm also a trained coach by nature, and I think part of this is really being able to sit with ourselves and ask, what is that next best thing for us, right? And again, I talk a lot about personal transformation because that's really where it starts. If you have the right mindset to go tackle a very complex problem, being grounded in your own philosophies of what you think is right, and the information and insights that you get around your networks and your community and your trusted folks is really important. But at the end of the day, that second lesson that I learned in pilot training is, guess who's flying the plane? You have the controls, right? There's a moment when you're flying where the pilot instructor will say, all right, I've done my thing, now you have the controls. And it's really that shift and transformation to say, wow, I'm flying this plane. right? We all say, who owns everyone's careers? We do, right? The infrastructures may send us signals that are different. Managers may send us signals that are different. Leadership, organizations, budget, et cetera. There's all of these intakes. But just like a pilot, you have the controls. So how do you read that data? From a moonshot perspective, how do you push yourself beyond what the intended outcome was? Like I said, 98% of the time, you're having to really track, right? Am I going up in the right altitude? Am I going down? Do I need to shift left? Do I need to, you know, pitch and roll? What do I need to do? And I think from a thinking about it in a moonshot perspective way, you have to really get curious and ask yourself, what are those activating questions for me? And from a design mindset, because I come from that design and product background, a great question is always, how might we, or how might I? Because there's no assumption in that. It leads you in a direction to lean in and explore. And that's where a lot of great ideas really come from, is being curious versus saying, I know I want to go this way. And honestly, I think that does a disservice to the potential of things that you might, you know, cut right off if you're not just a little bit more curious. So I'd say every day challenge yourself to be just 1% more curious than you were the previous day. And it helps you really begin to take that shift.
That's a really, really great note to finish on, AJ. So thank you so much for being with us. And I'm sure everyone's looking forward to seeing your talk on the main stage as well.
Awesome.
Thanks so much. Thanks. Brilliant.
You've been listening to the Currency.News Talent Matters podcast, powered by Employee Financial Wellness.